3, 2, 1, see ya.
You're listening to the Beast Life Podcast with your hosts, Randy and Brian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Beast Life Podcast. As promised, I'm delivering a new format, trying something different. This is number two of me going solo, and this week I want to talk about morning routines. In fact, I'm actually doing part of my morning routine right now by doing this recording. But before I do that, I would like to briefly draw your attention to the recent results from the Swiss Base Association survey. There will be a link to that survey in the bio, or in the bio, link in the show notes. But really interesting numbers from this year. They 637 jumpers signed up, 467 completed the survey, so 75% review. Estimated 23,500 jumps in Lauterbrunnen and 3,600 in Wallenstadt. 37 was the average number of jumps in Lauterbrunnen and 6 in Wallenstadt. Yeah, it's pretty good. Wait, they estimated 15. The total amount was 15,300 jumps in Lauterbrunnen and 600 in Wallenstadt. Okay, so the estimates were a little high, it looks like, compared to the actuals, which I think that's probably pretty fitting. I know, like, because the people estimate how many jumps they have, and it's like, yeah, sometimes the range can be kind of high. In 2023, 5 jumpers died in Lauterbrunnen. One from High Lamoose, one from High Nose, 3 from the ramp, High Ultimate, and 1 in Wallenstadt. Out of 467 jumpers, 13 had tension knots. 2 ended in minor injury, 1 in major injury. No reported lineovers. If you want to know more about tension knots, definitely head over to the Exit Point podcast. They have a great episode on tension knots. The tension knots ended up being like 0.0-something percent of total jumps, but still, tension knots are the boogie monster. I don't know how else to put it. Like, but there are things you can do to prevent it. Yeah, so if injury fatality-wise, this was one of Lauterbrunnen, or else I should say Switzerland's worst years. It's 2018, they had 11. This year, what did they say? They had 5. Yeah, I mean, fatalities are bad, period, no matter how many you have, right? But I still think back to 2016. I mean, but granted, that was globally. Like, I had friends dying everywhere in 2016. Literally couldn't get on Facebook without finding out that another friend was dead. Rough year, but to have that many in one location in one year is still bad, you know. But yeah, so some interesting comments from the community here too. Make a bigger ramp at High Ultimate. Yeah, I could see that maybe helping. You know, if it extended out a little bit farther to help get over that belly. But I don't know. Some of the fatalities I'm familiar with there, I don't think a larger ramp would have fixed anything. But then maybe that's just me. The GPS tracks to find exits. Yes. Yes, I agree with that so much. I love the comment at the bottom. It says, maybe we're base dinosaurs. We'll discuss the next general meeting. Yes, I agree with the OSBA too. I'm a base dinosaur. however, I don't know how many times I've gotten lost trying to find an exit in Lauterbrunnen, or how many times I've been like, I think this is the way, when these people are counting on me to get them there. And we usually get there, or sometimes we end up at a different exit. And it's like, eh, well, I guess we're doing this one now. Yeah, organize more events. I definitely agree with that. In fact, I'm thinking about trying to do something myself. Build a better step for Low Ultimate. I haven't been a Low Ultimate in forever. I hate rappelling, so I haven't. Have no comment on that. Anyways, yeah, there's some more figures, some more details. So thank you to those that provided input for the SBA survey. You know, I think a lot of these numbers are, you know, they're specific to Switzerland, but, you know, this is a, this area's data point that, you know, it gets a lot of jumping, so, it's worth reviewing, even if you haven't jumped in Lauterbrunnen yet. And if you plan to jump in Lauterbrunnen, definitely read these and go to the SBA site. They have a lot of good information, in general, you know, some pretty basic rules. Yeah, I know, being an American, the rules were weird at first for me, because as an American, we had to break rules in order to be a base jumper most of the time. However, these rules are literally just here to keep the place open and keep it jumpable. So yeah. Check out Swiss Base Association, and check out the show notes for a link to this SBA survey, which I really liked. Cool. All right, so as promised, we are going to talk about morning routines, or just maybe routines in general. Maybe some of you aren't morning people. You know, I actually have a morning routine and an evening routine. And I'm in the middle of my morning routine right now. Well, it's a Monday. And the thing about Monday is it's actually my rest day with the Ironman training, because Saturday and Sunday I get to do longer events since, you know, I'm not going to work. So if I sound a little low energy, it's because it is 6:35 a.m. And yesterday I did a 2-hour run on a treadmill that equated to over a little more than a half marathon. And yeah, I'm feeling it today. So what can I say? A little bit too much fun on a Sunday, and then you wake up Monday not feeling so fresh. I mean, this is the opposite of that. Like, I don't know, I exercise too much. Not too much, but yeah, it is. It's a Monday, but it's tired. Anyways, morning routines, or routines in general. So for me, I think it was probably a Joe Rogan podcast back in like 2016-ish. I don't know. I'm a kind of a routine person. I like getting into a rhythm of things. But for me, the time before I give my day to other people, like, you know, working with and for others, and it's fine that, you know, I have to give a lot of myself. And so if, you know, if I pay myself first, if I have a little bit of me time before I go do things for others, it just, it makes that a little bit easier. Yeah, it's just one of those, like, pay yourself first, knock some stuff out, know that it sounds kind of selfish, but it is inherently selfish, you know, as in, is my opinion, base jumping. You know, it's a very personal thing, it's an individual thing, something you do for you. But, yeah, so, but the other thing that, is sort of a struggle, but it's good in with the morning routine, is, you know, that there, you can develop sort of a checklist mentality over time. It's like, you know, it starts small. You know, it's like, I just want to do this one extra thing in the morning, you know, get up just a little bit earlier to do this thing so that, you know, I something for me, something I've been trying to do that I just haven't found the time. And you can get this sort of checklist mentality, but understand that, you know, self-improvement and self-acceptance are like opposite sides of the same coin. You know, you need to be kind to yourself, but you also need to do better. So, don't, you know, if you miss something one morning or you don't do what you needed, what you plan to do on your little routine, like, don't beat yourself up. Just try to do better the next day. Do more tomorrow, or do it tomorrow. There's always, well, hopefully there's always tomorrow. I guess, you know, for those of us in the base community, you know, we have maybe a better understanding that there maybe isn't always tomorrow, but in this case situation, yeah, do your best, but you know what I mean. So why should you do a morning, or why should you have a routine? I think there are quite a few reasons for it, in my opinion, but you know, you pay yourself first before giving to others. You get your head right for the day, you know, and start in a better place. And then something I've found the most value in is the incremental gains of doing something small, but doing it consistently. Something that's healthy and is huge over time. I mean, it's like, you know, think using like the piggy bank sort of analogy, and you know, you put a coin in every day, and eventually the piggy bank gets really full. And yeah, so that's those are some reasons. You know, and we all have 24 hours in a day, but what we do with that time is really up to us, and we can't make more time, so we can't. Well, all we can really do is be more efficient with our time. You know, and I like to think 15 minutes is 1% of 24 hours. Now, if you spend 8 hours working and 8 hours sleeping in, you know, a perfect world, then about 5 minutes is 1% of an 8-hour day. Because if you sleep for eight, you work for eight, you've got 8 hours to do with whatever you want. Sure, there's commuting, or, you know, there's other things, cooking, cleaning, things that you have to do. But you've got 5 minutes. You've got 15 minutes somewhere. We all do. I'm going to recommend a book here in a little bit that can help you identify where you have time. But you know, and along with the routine stuff, if anyone, you know, I don't care what method you've been taught to pack a base rig, you follow a method, you follow a routine. Most of us have very specific, you start at one end and you work your way to the other and you do X, Y, and Z. Some of us have our own weird little quirks and things that we do when we're packing a base rig. And I think that sort of applies to the morning routine idea. It's something you do consistently, you do it the same way every time, and generally it produces the same result, you know, with a parachute opening when you ask it to. But, and hopefully those deviations, unlike, you know, when you're having a rough morning, and you deviate from your morning routine, hopefully you're not deviating from your base packing job, but who knows. Sometimes it still works out. Generally, if you get it in there, it'll come back out. So yeah. Let's talk about a few books that have helped me on my morning routine, and then I'll share my current morning routine. Like, it's my routine has evolved quite a bit over the years, because I mean, I started dabbling in it in like 15 or 16, and yeah, so. a good book on why you should do a morning routine is called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And you'll get the idea about halfway through the book, but and then the rest is just sort of like, okay, I got it. Now what? But The Compound Effect, explains why those little incremental gains are important and how they build up to bigger things. He'll give you some tools, tracking your progress. I'm a big fan of tracking things, which is ironic that I don't use a logbook for base jumping, because I absolutely should. In fact, maybe this year I'll start using one. I've joked, like, for the last 4 or 5 years I've had 500 jumps because I basically stopped tracking at 500 because I was using my phone and I destroyed my phone on a unintentional water landing. So we've been at 500 since then, but I do need to track them. I'd like to journal, almost use like a journal, and to remind myself who was on the jump, what we talked about on the hike. Fun stuff like that starts to get blurry as you get older. Anyways, Compound Effect. Darren Hardy, he will give you some good tools and some good ideas for how to track things that you want to do to like improve your life or make those steady incremental gains. So the execution, how to do it. I've got two books I recommend here. The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. His book's a little bit hokey. So it's in a fiction story format. And you're just kind of like, okay. I mean, it's not bad. I don't know. I listened to it on Audible. And so maybe that was my mistake because he had different voices for different characters. And I don't know. I got distracted by some of the storytelling. But it's good in theory. It is a good the principles that you can pull out of it are good. 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. Just be aware that he's also going to try and sell you like his morning routine program. It has some like different, more tips and tricks and tools that you have to buy, as part of the program. So just be wary of that. But the book itself is all right, even though, as I did say, it is a little bit hokey. So the very first book that I read on morning routines, it's called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. It was a quick read. It's another one that's going to be like, okay, I get it. After about half the book, you're like, the point is hammered home. Morning routines are important. You can get a lot of things done. Take it for what it's worth, but those are two that I've read that, three really, between The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, which isn't specifically about morning routines, but it's sort of the why and how you can get better at some of those routine activities and apply it to your morning. Whereas the 5 a.m. Club and Miracle Morning are both like, this is why you should get up early and do things. And I'm not necessarily saying you should get up early. Maybe you don't have like an actual, if you don't have a normal day job where you have to like a 9-to-5, then, and you get up whenever you want, get up whenever you want and do certain things first thing in the morning. Then, that's sort of the idea. And I even have an evening routine, which I didn't actually plan to talk about on this, but they relate to each other. So why don't we go ahead and get into my morning routine, and then I'll talk about a few things that I do at night as well to set myself up for the morning routine. So originally, my morning routine consisted of reading for 20 minutes and doing 10 minutes of Headspace app meditation. Just to, I wasn't reading enough, and so I wanted to just sit and read, and then I want to do a little bit of meditation just to get my head right and then start my day. Over time, I realized that I can get up, I can do more in the morning, and I can, and I started like getting kind of strict about my when I went to bed, which in turn gave me better chances of doing my morning routine. So, you know, the more disciplined you are about going to bed, the easier it is to get up a little bit early. Now my current morning routine sort of fluctuates. Like this Ironman training is different. It's you know, it's new territory for me really, because not every day is the same. Not every, you know, this is Monday and I'm not, you know, I'm not even doing my yoga, or my burpee challenge, 100 days of burpees. Tomorrow I'll do, what is today? It's this the 22nd day of the year. So tomorrow I have to do 22 burpees and a set of 23 burpees. Cause I'm not exercising today cause I'm tired. anyways, back to my routine. I get up, I question a lot of things in my life, because I'm staring at my ice bath that sits on my back patio, and that's the hardest part of my day. So I sit in ice water for 3 minutes, and just the act of getting in the ice bath is a victory. After the ice bath, I do some Stoic philosophy studying. So I use the Daily Stoic Journal by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. And I also read The Daily Stoic by the same two authors. Now, I've been doing The Daily Stoic for quite a few years. I want to say since around 2018, when I first read Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy. It's either Ego is the Enemy or The Obstacle is the Way. Both by Ryan Hanselman, both good books. Strongly recommend them, but it just gives you, the Daily Stoic gives you, you know, it only takes about 5-6 minutes to read the blurb for the day. And then, yeah, maybe it'll help you. It certainly helps sort of get my head right for the day. But, anyways, ice bath, a little Stoic philosophy, usually some yoga, and then some form of exercise. You know, that varies. Now that I'm swimming, cycling, and running, and still doing some resistance training, each day is a little bit different. And so a byproduct of this morning routine is that it helps me with my Ironman training, in that there are certain wickets I have to hit and certain things I have to do. And this all sort of... It helps keep me on track, because I have a finite amount of free time and I want to use it to the best of my ability. So with that, I started developing an evening routine to help set myself up better for the morning. I have a gym bag, a swim bag, and then I just have regular workout stuff, right? And in the evening, I take a look at what the next day's training is going to be, and then I prep the swim bag or the gym bag, depending, and then I also pick out my clothes for work. I prep my breakfast. I usually eat these overnight oats. It takes about 5 minutes to make. They're pretty good. You know, there's some protein and it just to get some calories in after my workout, instead of just slamming a protein drink. You know, I eat these overnight oats, which help me also get some fruits and get some good healthy shit in there. So let me, you know, I'm going to add a link to the overnight oats into the show notes, because it's pretty good. This guy, Remington James Fitness, He seems pretty cool. I don't know, like kind of a bro, but his recipes are really tasty. They're usually very easy and simple to do. If you're trying to eat healthy and eat high protein, maybe check out RJF or Remington James Fitness on YouTube. But I'll add a link to that, to specifically the overnight oats. Things like picking my clothes out the night before when my brain actually works, you know, like it just makes it easier in the morning. So either the clothes are either already in my gym bag or swim bag for me to just take and leave in the morning, or they're just sitting out somewhere where my cat can't get hair all over them. and after I do my other morning things, I just throw them on. And, you know, after I shower and then go to work, you know, so it's just, it helps keep things a little tighter, like, cause when you have things you want to do and when your brain's not fully functioning, you kind of have to like, your time can bleed. And so you want to reduce the amount of time bleeding. I prep my food. My coffee is on a timer, so I set that the night before and normally I can hear it being made when I know it's about time to get up. And so that helps. That sort of reinforces the wake up. I also keep my phone on an alarm in another room so that I can't just turn it off, which also just learned recently that I can turn it off with my watch because my Garmin... my Garmin and my phone are connected, so turns out I actually don't have to get out of bed to turn my alarm off. But so that in and of itself is its own discipline challenge, because some mornings it's just hard to get up. This being one of my, it took me about 10 minutes, but yeah. So when you do things in the evening to set yourself up for your morning, you're more likely to get your morning done. But don't beat yourself up too much. If you miss something or if you oversleep, just, you know, take note of it and then try better the next day. But like I said, don't beat yourself up. Just be consistent. Treat it like you would, your morning is sort of like packing a base rig. You know, you're going to do certain things, you're going to do it in a certain order, and then it's going to work out, you know? I almost forgot. All right. So if you're one of those people who's like, hey, I have way too much going on, I don't have any free time, check out a book called Happier Hour by Cassie Holmes. So I think the subtitle is How to Beat Distraction, Expand Your Time, and Focus on What Matters Most. Happier Hour, Cassie Holmes. I really enjoyed this book. She basically has you track every 30-minute block in a 24-hour period. And you do that for a few days or a week, something like that. And it really helps you analyze where you have time to do more. It's also going to, you know, it's on, it, I was like, dang, I watch a lot more Netflix than I realized, or UFC or YouTube. Going down the social media, Instagram rabbit holes. Tracking your time is very similar to tracking your calories. You know, there are apps for these things, but, oftentimes just carrying a notebook and every time you eat something, you write it down. You look at the ingredients list and the calories, and this is like that, and it sucks getting used to it. And it's kind of tough because it's probably going to tell you some things you don't like, but that's how you get better. I mean, that's how you improve, is you identify those things and then you build a plan to change it. So, Happier Hour by Cassie Holmes. And then the other three I recommended were The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma, and Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. Don't forget to check out that Swiss Space Association survey. And I hope you got something out of this. I'm going to deep dive other aspects of my morning routine, particularly like the ice bath, why I like yoga so much, and how it has improved my base jumping. I would maybe not so much the career, but it's just helped me feel better. And when you feel better, you jump better. You know, when you're not tight, when you're not when you're clear-headed, you know, all of those things. I'll do some more on Stoic philosophy as well, because anyone that has been in the base game for more than about 2 years has probably lost a friend, and there are things about philosophy that sort of help you deal with that. Everybody deals with, you know, loss in their own ways, but Stoic philosophy has helped me quite a bit with coming to terms with things like losing friends. So I believe that concludes the morning routine thoughts. That's quite literally all I had on it. I thought this might be a little bit longer. Hopefully it was slightly more organized than my first go around with talking to myself while talking to you. I do think it's important, to revisit that, 15 minutes is 1% of 24 hours. And if you can do one thing, or say 15 minutes of anything every day, just to improve yourself by 1%, over 100 days, you're 100% better. I don't know. That's an oversimplification, but just think about it. We've all got 15 minutes to do something that we've wanted to do. So I don't know, take a little bit of time, think about something that you haven't done that you've wanted to do. And then, maybe there's some either tips in these books that I've recommended or something that I've said in here that maybe will, help get you there. And do it. So that's really all I got. I appreciate you guys, and I will hit me up on Instagram. That's literally the fastest way to get a hold of me. I hate checking email. So even though I know I have email on for Base Life, maybe I'm gonna have to build that into my routine of checking my email. Anyways, at base.life. On Instagram, and I hope to see you when it warms up. It's still winter, so I probably won't be doing much jumping, but it will be headed back to Lauterbrunnen in February. Pretty stoked on that. All right, this has been another Base Life podcast. We're out.
Good night, Steve.
All right, well,
sleep tight.
This was, yeah.
Angel.